Good morning. Let's begin our service by singing hymn number 214. O God, whose presence glows in all, within, around us, and above, thy word we bless, thy name we call, whose word is truth, whose name is love. Hymn number 214. The scriptural this morning will be given by Jeremy.
Joshua. For the Lord our God, he it is that brought us up and out of our fathers and our fathers out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, and which did those great signs in our sight and preserved us all the way wherein we went, and among all the people through whom we passed. Psalms. The Lord upholdeth all that fall, and raiseth up all those that be bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thine hand, and satisfieth the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. The Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever.
We will now have a moment of silent prayer and follow with the Lord's Prayer and its spiritual interpretation as given in the Christian Science textbook. Our
Father, which art in heaven.
Our Father, Mother God, all harmonious.
Hallowed be thy name.
Adorable One.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy kingdom is come. Thou art ever present.
Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent, supreme.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections.
And forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors.
And love is reflected in love.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
And God leadeth us not into temptation, but delivereth us from sin, disease, and death.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
For God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all and all. We will now sing hymn number 33. Call the Lord thy sure salvation. Rest beneath the Almighty's shade. In his secret habitation dwell, nor ever be dismayed. Hymn number 33. Welcome to the Sunday morning service of the Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent. We begin each Sunday morning here at 10 a.m. with our round table discussion, and we had another really good one this morning. So if you missed it, please catch it on our website, plainfieldcs.com, or you can also catch it on our YouTube channel. You don't want to miss this one. We have a Sunday school for children every Sunday at 11 a.m. And that Sunday school has its own teleconference number. So any child anywhere in the world can actually attend our Sunday school by dialing the number. So if you have a child of Sunday school age and you don't live in the area, please call us and we'll give you the number. And we'll be very happy to welcome your child to our Sunday school. We have a testimony meeting every Wednesday evening at 8:15, where you can hear testimonies of healings and lives literally saved through the study and practice of Christian Science. And at all of our services, we have a nursery for infants and toddlers. And we've been busy printing and mailing the July full-text lesson sermon booklet, as well as the quarterly for the third quarter, have been printed and put in the mail to subscribers. And I did want to point out a very good article that's featured on the cover of our website, entitled God's Nearness by Mary Baker Eddy. Wonderful, short, sweet, to the point, and very helpful article. And everyone is welcome here. And that includes all of you who are listening and participating from around the world. And now we will have the reading of a testimony from Miscellaneous Writings, which attests to the healing power obtained by studying the Christian Science textbook. And that reading will be given this morning by Lil.
Page 422. I sold 3 copies of Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures to friends not long ago. One of them, 50 years of age, said to me, "I never had one day sickness in my life, but after reading Science and Health, I found that I was bruised and mangled from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. I have been reaching after something that, before reading Science and Health, seemed to me unattainable." And with tears in her eyes, she rejoiced in the God of her salvation. Did not Jesus say, "If these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out"? P. L. Lexington, Kentucky.
The lesson sermon for this morning can be found on page 22 of the Independent Christian Science Quarterly. Subject: God, the Preserver of Man. The golden text is from Matthew. "Thinkest thou that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels?" Christ Jesus. The responsive reading is from 2 Kings and Psalms. "And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, an host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, 'Alas, my master, how shall we do?'
And he answered, 'Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them.'
And Elisha prayed and said, 'Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see.' And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire around about Elisha.
The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of angels. The Lord is among them, as in Sinai, in the holy place.
Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust.
Many, O Lord, my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered.
Bruce will now read.
I will read from the Bible. Psalms. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. Exodus. Behold, I send an angel before thee to keep thee in the way, and to bring thee into the place which I have prepared. And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. Mark. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse, when she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind, and touched his garment. For she said, If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, Who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me? And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him, and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace, and be whole of thy plague. Isaiah. I will mention the loving kindnesses of the Lord, and the praises of the Lord, according to all that the Lord hath bestowed upon us, and the great goodness toward the house of Israel, which he hath bestowed on them according to his mercies and according to the multitude of his loving kindnesses. The angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them. And he bare them and carried them all the days of old. Thou, O Lord, art our Father, our Redeemer. Thy name is from everlasting. We are thine. Proverbs. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Jeremiah. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart. And I will be found of you, saith the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity. Acts. Now, about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hand to vex certain of the church. He proceeded further to take Peter also. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to 4 quaternions of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison. But prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between 2 soldiers, bound with 2 chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison. And he smote Peter on his side, and raised him up, saying, Arise up quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said unto him, Gird thyself, and bind on thy sandals. And so he did. And he saith unto him, Cast thy garment about thee, and follow me. And he went out, and followed him, and wist not that it was true, which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. When they were past the 1st and the 2nd ward, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth into the city, which opened to them of his own accord. And they went out, and passed on through 1 street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. And when Peter was come to himself, he said, Now I know of a surety that the Lord hath sent his angel, and hath delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews. Psalms. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation.
Carol will now read.
I will read correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, by Mary Baker Eddy. God, the great I am, the all-knowing, all-seeing, all-acting, all-wise, all-loving, and eternal. Principle, mind, soul, spirit, life, truth, love, all substance, intelligence. The understanding that life is God, spirit, lengthens our days by strengthening our trust in the deathless reality of life, its almightiness and immortality. This faith relies upon an understood principle. This principle makes whole the diseased and brings out the enduring and harmonious phases of things. Faith, advanced to spiritual understanding, is the evidence gained from spirit, which rebukes sin of every kind and establishes the claims of God. Spirit is symbolized by strength, presence, and power, and also by holy thoughts winged with love. These angels of his presence, which have the holiest charge, abound in the spiritual atmosphere of mind, and consequently reproduce their own characteristics. Their individual forms we know not, but we do know that their natures are allied to God's nature, and spiritual blessings thus typified are the externalized, yet subjective, states of faith and spiritual understanding. Angels, God's thoughts passing to man, spiritual intuitions, pure and perfect, the inspiration of goodness, purity, and immortality, counteracting all evil, sensuality, and mortality. My angels are exalted thoughts, appearing at the door of some sepulcher in which human belief has buried its fondest earthly hopes. With white fingers, They point upward to a new and glorified trust, to higher ideals of life and its joys. Angels are God's representatives. These upward soaring beings never lead towards self, sin, or materiality, but guide to the divine principle of all good, whither every real individuality, image, or likeness of God gathers. By giving earnest heed to these spiritual guides, they tarry with us, and we entertain angels unawares. The footsteps of thought, rising above material standpoints, are slow and portend a long night to the traveler. But the angels of his presence, the spiritual intuitions that tell us when the night is far spent, the day is at hand, are our guardians in the gloom. We are prone to believe either in more than one supreme ruler or in some power less than God. All forms of error support the false conclusions that there is more than one life, that material history is as real and living as spiritual history, that mortal error is as conclusively mental as immortal truth, and that there are two separate antagonistic entities and beings, two powers, namely spirit and matter, resulting in a third person, mortal man, who carries out the delusions of sin, sickness, and death. Such theories are evidently erroneous. They can never stand the test of science. In science, you can have no power opposed to God, and the physical senses must give up their false testimony. Your influence for good depends upon the weight you throw into the right scale. The good you do and embody gives you the only power obtainable. Evil is not power. It is a mockery of strength, which ere long betrays its weakness and falls, never to rise. Divine mind rightly demands man's entire obedience, affection, and strength. No reservation is made for any lesser loyalty. Obedience to truth gives man power and strength. Submission to error superinduces loss of power. When the illusion of sickness or sin tempts you, cling steadfastly to God and His idea. Allow nothing but His likeness to abide in your thought. Let neither fear nor doubt overshadow your clear sense and calm trust that the recognition of life harmonious, as life eternally is, can destroy any painful sense of or belief in that which life is not. If thought is startled at the strong claim of science for the supremacy of God or truth, and doubts the supremacy of good, ought we not, contrariwise, to be astounded at the vigorous claims of evil and doubt them? And no longer think it natural to love sin and unnatural to forsake it? No longer imagine evil to be ever present and good absent? Truth should not seem so surprising and unnatural as error, and error should not seem so real as truth. Every agony of mortal error helps error to destroy error, and so aids the apprehension of immortal truth. This is the new birth going on hourly, by which men may entertain angels, the true ideas of God, the spiritual sense of being. These angels deliver us from the depths. Truth and love come nearer in the hour of woe, when strong faith or spiritual strength wrestles and prevails through the understanding of God. To infinite, ever-present love, all is love, and there is no error, no sin, sickness, nor death. The power of God brings deliverance to the captive. No power can withstand divine love. When man demonstrates Christian Science absolutely, he will be perfect. He can neither sin, suffer, be subject to matter, nor disobey the law of God. Therefore, he will be as the angels in heaven.
We will now have a moment of silent prayer for our world. Let's now sing hymn number 209. The words of this hymn are by Mary Baker Eddy. O gentle presence, peace and joy and power, O life divine that owns each waiting hour, thou love that guards the nestling's faltering flight, keep thou, my child, on upward wing tonight. Hymn number 209. Well, let's rejoice in singing hymn number 272. Our God shall reign where'er the sun does his successive journeys run, his kingdom stretch from shore to shore, till moons shall wax and wane no more. Hymn number 272.
I will read from the Christian Science textbook, The Scientific Statement of Being, and the correlative passages from 1 John, 3rd chapter. There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material. He is spiritual. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.